Welcome to the audio podcast of The Table at Central United Methodist Church. The podcast currently features the messages of Matt Smith and Linda Du Hirsu.
With a musical introduction by Brendan Lowe, our director of music. Thanks for listening.
Well, I felt fire burning when I come out. When I come out. Oh, I felt fire burning when I come out. I said I'm leaning, on, leaning on the Lord.
Every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and on going away immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father, the Creator, is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world.
If we never needed the Lord before, sure.
How we change somebody's life today. That's the way one of my campmates at Burning Man began his story. He and others in our camp were supposed to have arrived days ago. And all we knew was that something had delayed them. There's very little, you're off the grid, is how I'll say it. So we had no details. And he said, well, we ended up in Winnemucca. That's up there on the top, right? And everybody is asking me, how did they end up there? I don't know. But that's where they ended up. And I thought, wait, what? I thought you guys were traveling to Burning Man from Portland. He said, yeah, we were. And for various reasons, we ended up stuck in Winnemucca, Nevada. No car, and we needed to get to Burning Man, which was 226 miles, 4 hours, give or take, away, all five of us. There were no car rentals there in Winnemucca. They have no Uber, no Lyft, no Greyhound bus even. So I said, what did you do? He said, well, we tried Grindr. And if you don't know what that is, you can ask your neighbor. Turns out there was one man on Grindr. And at that moment, he too was stuck in Winnemucca. He was out of gas, and he needed to get to Laredo, Texas. And he was asking on Grindr if anyone could help him with 50 bucks. So my friend said, we'll give you $300, but first we need a ride to Black Rock City. The guy said, deal. So they found their new traveling companion, or he found them. They listened to each other's stories. They filled up his tank, because it does turn out, my friend said, there is gas station in Winnemucca. And off they drove to Burning Man. When they arrived, my friend was so grateful, he ended up giving the man $550 before sending him on his way. Unbeknownst to my friend, another person in the party did the exact same thing. We changed a man's life today, my friend said. He was down and out in Winnemucca, Nevada, just asking for 50 bucks, and we sent him on his way with handshakes, hugs, and $1,100 in his pocket. Do you realize, Linda, how many times he is going to tell that story in the default world? Do you realize how his life shifted that day? Amazing. And then my friend said, it was the most incredible day for him. And now that I am here and sitting here telling you this story, I'm feeling pretty great myself. Yeah. Burning Man is considered a festival. That's the man at sunrise. But one could argue that it is also an attempt to build the beloved community in protest against the harshness of what is considered the default world. Default world, according to Burning Man, is defined as all of the world that is not Black Rock City during Burning Man. Underneath that definition is the sense that life is actually better on the playa because the freedom one experiences there does not translate once you return home. And I learned after this morning that I need to say the playa is simply a description of that type of land, dusty desert playa. And you'll see pictures of it up there. Black Rock City is a self-reliant community on the playa, populated by performers and artists, free spirits, preachers, and more. Last week, an estimated 70,000 people left our default worlds, and we traveled to Burning Man 2018 to share our resources, to give our gifts, to watch over our neighbors, to appreciate and interact with the art, to dance, hello, and to do our best to live side by side. Yeah. So the playa is essentially also that center part of the circle. And that little tiny thing in the very center is where the man is that you see the picture of. When you're there, you often hear people ask, wouldn't it be better for everyone if the happiness and generosity and love that flows at Burning Man could also exist in the default world? And this morning, I think that the writer of James would answer with a resounding yes, and then would tell us how we could make that happen. See, James wrote the letter that we heard part of it read by Matt. He wrote this letter to Jewish Christians who lived in the first century default world, where there were outbreaks of violence and resistance in Jerusalem, which would ultimately lead to a huge Jewish revolt. And it's fair to say that in that day, love was not flowing freely. In James's day, the Roman world was tremendously unsettled. There were economic challenges. There were food shortages. Government turnover of leaders that made for erratic and unpredictable policies towards many kinds of people. I'm talking about the Bible days, not our days. Christians and Jews were among them. And the frame for the early church from James would be, how do we remain a faithful Christian community in the midst of this unsettled and difficult world? And I think this question comes to us today as well. How do we remain a faithful Christian community in the midst of a world which more often encourages us to frame our lives over and against one another instead of on the same team? It's as though James was writing to people who were stuck in Winnemucca with some encouragement. And he also seems invested in providing ways for them to navigate their life together in the midst of their lostness and their isolation and their troubles. James reminds, every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above. James grounds human generosity within God's divine generosity when he writes, "You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to anger." A biblical scholar and one of my seminary professors, Archie Smith, encourages us to hear James like this. He was a keen observer of human nature, and he paid close attention to the details of everyday living. He noticed the generous acts and the small gifts, the gestures and the words we use. He knew that such small acts are the nuts and bolts of everyday life, holding together the scaffold on which we build community and the social order. Why was James especially concerned with the way we use these words? Because words can make a big difference in the way we relate to one another. And he knew that our words reveal something about our motivation, our intention, belief, and our emotional life. I believe that the founders of Burning Man back in the 80s had a similar insight into human motivations. So much so that over time, they have crafted 10 principles that guide our life together at Burning Man as we live on the playa. And I'm just gonna share those with you. One is radical inclusion. And that's, her name is Jack. She goes to church here with her parents and brother. You'll see more of them. Anybody can be part of Burning Man, anybody. Everyone is included and we welcome and respect the stranger. Another principle is gifting. At Burning Man, we are devoted to acts of giving gifts. One of the things that Jack did, she was there painting for quite some time, and she created one picture that she gave to the woman who drives my bus. You saw a picture of a big painted bus. So Jack gave a gift that said, "Playa Home," that is now in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert bus. Gifting doesn't contemplate a return at Burning Man. It is simply given to you. Another act of gifting that happened to me on the playa at about sunrise, we were in our little ARC car going out, and a man came running towards us, yelling, "Stop! Stop!" really loud. He had a bowl in his hand. My friend that I'm with, you need to know, is as close to a vegan. She's a vegetarian, but, you know, vegan, vegetarian. And he says, "Here." And I look in the bowl, and they were little dumplings. And I looked at him, he goes, "Pork dumplings." I thought, oh, my God. And I reached in, and it was warm. And as I pulled it out, they were about that big. Was going in my mouth, and Lynn yells, "Wait, give me half." And I said, "It's pork." She said, "It's Burning Man." So he gave her one too. Decommodification is a principle that guides our life together. In order to preserve the spirit of gifting, our community seeks to create social environments that are unmediated by commercial sponsorships or transactions or advertising, which is really, really hard. As you can imagine, one of the hardest is you realize how much advertising is on the side of motorhomes and U-Haul trailers. We try to cover up the labels on our clothes and just be people. Another principle is radical self-reliance. Burning Man encourages each individual to discover and exercise and rely on his or her own inner resources. You got to figure things out a lot of times on your own and bring a lot of water. Radical self-expression is another. So that's Johnny on the left and Miller, Jack's dad and little brother. Big brother, thank you. So when Johnny's in church, his hair is brown and very close to his head. I didn't recognize their radical self-expression that they went mohawking when we met at dawn. Communal effort is another principle. Our community values create cooperation and collaboration in every way that you can imagine. We strive to produce and promote and protect our social networks, one with another. Civic responsibility is another. That is one of our meal times at my camp, which is called Fresh Squeezed Lemonade Stand. We value civil society, and community members are organized so that we try to assume responsibility for the public welfare of everyone that is at Burning Man. One morning, there was a stranger asleep in our camp. And so we made sure he was in the shade, and we called for help and watered him up and got him checked out and just let him stay there until he was ready to move on his way. Leaving no trace is another one of the basic principles at Burning Man. We call it this. We'll see if anyone knows what this is. MOOP. Anyone? M-O-O-P. Matter out of place. Trash. Or your earring that falls off. Or your hat that flies off. Everyone is on the watch for MOOP because it's a playa and all of that will damage the ecosystem there. Any and all of it. Even hair. You have to leave with absolutely everything that you came in with, and then they inspect it. The last two are participation, the principle of everyone participates, not coercively, and then immediacy. Immediate experience is in many ways the most important touchstone of the culture there, because you're only there for a week, really, unless you come early to set up. And at Burning Man, we seek to overcome barriers that stand between us and a recognition of our inner selves that hold us back and tell us always to wait, just wait, instead of experiencing and going all in with whatever is happening around us. Well, James didn't need a list of 10 principles, as good as they are. And he says it like this: as you live in the beloved community, be quick to listen, be slow to speak, slow to anger, and be doers of the word. One theologian I read in preparation for my time on the playa says it like this: James calls us to be responsible, taking seriously our emotional lives, our religious faith, and our behavior. We can envision ourselves as early signs of God's new creation. We can begin by embracing the whole of ourselves and taking responsibility for our constructive and destructive potentials. Living this way can increase our critical discernment. It can foster the development of persons and of communities. Such living, when joined by the faithfulness of many, many others, can become a strong current that helps to transform God's whole world. It can absolutely change lives for the better. So my friend that was stuck in Winnemucca, he wasn't alone. I said there were five of them. He had traveling companions, and their story was quite different. Do you want to hear, Linda, about how horrible our trip to Burning Man was? It was a disaster, one of them said. First, the pilot who was disposed to fly us couldn't because of some regulations in place that only certain pilots are allowed to land on the playa. They said they could take us to Reno and there would be a car. There wasn't. He took us to Winnemucca and said there would be a car. There wasn't. He left. We ended up stranded in Winnemucca and then paid some guy to drive us. Don't know where he came from. He said he could only take us as far as the road in. And he didn't even have air conditioning in his car. 4 hours, no air conditioning. Once we got to the gate, they wouldn't let us in, even though we had our burner tickets, because no one is allowed into Burning Man on foot. It was terrible. I never want that to happen to me again. Never, the person said. Like my other friend, their life was changed by their trip into Burning Man, but not in a positive way. In our lives of faith, that is so often what happens. We strive for the ideal, but once and again and again and again, we fall short. Jesus' message is clear, but very challenging, and therefore often not really fully realized or even lived out. There's a British essayist, G.K. Chesterton, and he wrote, "The Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and left untried." We know the scriptures. We are aware of what is necessary. And James is trying to remind us this morning and instruct us not to give in to anger and revenge or harsh words. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness, he wrote. There are those who talk the talk, but cannot adequately walk the walk. We bemoan our own suffering. I do it on a regular basis. We are unable to see or receive that every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from God above. And Burning Man gives us, some of us, a week of practice to turn away from the frame of my trip to Burning Man was a disaster towards we changed someone's life today. And invites us to bring this practice with us back into the default world so that it becomes part of our daily rhythm. There's always the temptation to believe that Burning Man, it only happens once a week. But it doesn't have to be that way. There are many misconceptions about Burning Man as to why people go and what we do there. And of course, at one extreme, some people come to party and to play and to be self-indulgent. It is true. Yet even these people can come away changed from the experience of a strong, caring, respectful, loving community. They come away inspired by the help they receive, by the vast range of self-expression that they witness, be it playa art, or art cars, or theme camps, or dance camps, or people's outfits. And sure, Burning Man is really not a laboratory to simply play in. It's a city of 70,000 people, 70,000, who practice God's vibrancy in the most deeply authentic way possible, by trying to be doers of the word. And the hope is that when we return, that we share our story so that we help change someone's life for the better. That is what Jesus did by telling the world God's story. And it's what James is trying to do, I think, this morning, by telling the world Jesus' story and instructing us to do the same. So may we be encouraged by these ancient instructions from this ancient book and inspired by the stories and images that you are seeing from the playa to make this day and every day one that changes not just your own life, but the lives of everyone around us. It brought home for me again a quote that is important to me by Ernest Hemingway. Today is only one day in all the days that will ever be. But what will happen in all the other days that ever come can depend on what you do today. Amen.
Every nation under the sun, and upon every sea sings hallelujah. Take courage, my son, for the Spirit says come, and be saved.